fucking nailed that. There was a 3-seed in there. It was wacky.
It was wacky.
How many beer cans out of 5?
I mean, honestly, it's not
even a rivalry right now.
Welcome to Brewed Wisconsin, your home for Badgers, beer, and a little bit of bullshit. Hello, Madison. Today we're back.
Don't just limit it to Madison.
Hello, world.
Listeners.
Hello, world's not big enough for you.
Universe.
Ooh.
I'm yelling.
Real aggressive on that one. No, but we took a little break from depression.
Yep, we had to fix our heart.
But, well, we'll get into that in a second. But right now, let's take the beer out. We got to...
How many stages of grief are there?
Too many. Or maybe not enough. I don't know.
I'm not sure where I'm at, but...
Too depressed to think about it.
Yep.
Let's crack open the beers. I can't wait that long.
Crack
them. Okay.
Tell us what we got.
All right. Brewery of the week. It's Ale Asylum. Hopalicious is the beer. Jake is super excited. He's a little bitch.
Oh, I know we talked about this a little bit before, that you have to bite into a hop and then you're fine with hoppy beers, right?
Correct.
There's a neighbor not even a block away, kind of on the corner of Adams here, and they do have a ton of hops that grow over their fence onto the other side.
Yeah, just grab one, throw it in your pocket. Next time you see me, I'll bite into it.
Awesome. That'll fix that. And you won't be such a bitch anymore.
Whoa.
Hopalicious isn't... It's not that bitter of a beer that, I don't know, people call people who like IPAs hopheads, but this isn't one that's overwhelming in bitterness and hops. So
the last time I had a Hopalicious was on my 21st birthday, which was almost a year ago now. I'm almost 22. I'm old.
Mom was 22. And
it was really my first time drinking any other beer than anything that had light in it, like Miller Lite, Bud Light, Coors Light, because I was not a big drinker before I was of age. Because I was a good kid.
Good for you.
So we'll see how this goes.
You've had Hopalicious before, though, right?
Only on my birthday.
Oh.
Yeah, it's
very hoppy if all you've had is light beer before, but...
Yeah, it still tastes like dick.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you'd say that.
No, it's actually not that bad. Yeah. I enjoy it.
This is...
Are you
this
lying?
Is, no, it's okay.
This is the stuff.
The stuff. Yeah, I probably have seen this second most in our house from Hop Head Clayton.
Yeah, what's the first most?
Sierra Nevada.
Oh, yeah.
Torpedo.
I'm sorry that's not brewed in Wisconsin, but...
Hey.
Yeah, Hopalicious is in here a lot.
As beer...
It's in this house.
Beer advocates, we respect all beer. We're not just going to limit to Wisconsin. There's good stuff out there.
No doubt.
True.
But Wisconsin's killing it.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're awesome.
I think Ale Asylum, that's my vote for the best brewery in Wisconsin.
Ooh,
right now.
Should we do a voting at some episode?
A poll.
Yeah, maybe we'll have a big episode sometime and we'll vote.
Yeah, I can do it. I've got rankings.
Should have bracketed it out for March Madness.
Ooh, you know? That's a good idea. Next year.
There's an idea.
Next year.
Yep.
Hey, there's still NBA playoffs. That's kind of a bracket.
Yeah. Do you guys want to fill out a bracket for the NBA playoffs?
Do people do that?
I don't know.
Is that a thing? We should.
We could.
I got Bucks and six every round.
You got to do every...
Bucks and six.
You have to do the how many games they play, too.
Wow.
How many rounds are there? Times that by six. Fucking nailed it. Have you guys seen Giannis just shitting on people lately?
In his stank face.
People are getting excited. I'm getting excited.
What's there not to be excited about? There's a lot of
a 7-foot
buzz
shooting guard, whatever the fuck he is.
Yeah.
Whatever number you put on him.
Yeah, this beer is a lot more tame than I remembered it, because I haven't had it since a while. Maybe
it's very tame. It's a pale ale. It's not even an IPA. It's just a hoppy ale.
Good stuff. We should go on a brewery tour of Ale Asylum and do a podcast while we're there.
While walking.
Yeah. Duh.
Yeah,
duh.
Good luck. That's going to be high quality.
Well, we could, yeah. I could get some, like, I could get some clip-on
mics.
Give
me some stank
nice,
face, Jake.
Some nice clip-on. Anyway, should we get into some sports?
Yeah, before we do, let's give Lee a little shout-out for accepting the job with the Florida Gators.
Ooh. Is this brewed in Florida?
No, it's just exciting. Lee's
yeah, I guess.
Going on with his life, leaving us in the dust.
I guess. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Lee.
Working in sports.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks. So I'll have to call in from... See, you guys can keep those mics. And they're really easy to set up. So maybe we can... I'll have to figure out how to do it live or from other places, and we can patch ourselves in and still continue the podcast.
We're going to do this till the day we die.
Yep.
Yeah, some will be sooner than later.
Whoa.
All right.
Clayton's predicting an early death for himself.
Not? I didn't say myself.
Oh. I thought he was talking about you, yeah.
Are you saying I'm going to die soon, Clayton?
I'm leaving this ambiguous.
He's probably right. Talking about Benny in reality.
Let's get to sports.
Okay.
We're going to kind of touch base on it. The Bucks making the playoffs.
Yeah. I thought we should give a little ode to the Badger season, even though the last thing I want to do is analyze any game, but
yeah, we're not analyzing the game.
No,
we're just gonna, yeah.
That's why we took the week off. Like, we had to try to forget a little bit, but it was an amazing run. I had a ton of fun, and I was glad to be a part of that whole adventure.
That was laughing. I mean, not crying, which usually was, but yeah.
That's
no, we can cry as much as we want, but that was amazing. There were people saying that Bo Ryan couldn't make a Final Four a couple of years ago, so fuck
yeah.
Yeah.
And
we're close.
This one I will bring up because I'm not sore about this one.
Oh yeah.
Oh, little side note that I won't. That doesn't really segue into anything. But I have been seeing Nigel Hayes everywhere since he's came back. I've seen him the last 3 days.
Cool. Yeah. You say something to him?
No. I don't want to, like, I can see, most people are saying things to him, which is fine, but I kind of want to give him a space when he's talking down there, so I'll just ogle him from behind and be like, what a specimen. But I'm not going to interrupt his day.
That's a good fan. Good job, Lee.
Cool story.
Yeah. Awesome. I don't know why I had to say that, but I felt
and
like
then he found
did.
$5. Cool.
But Decker, McLaren from the NBA draft, what do you think?
Good choice.
It's the right choice. Not happy about it. Frank could have did the same thing last year, but he was a true Badger and came back.
He wouldn't have been as high.
I don't care. Oh,
he
respecting your scholarship. Decker's making the right move. I just am sad.
We have the best senior coming out this year, and there's a couple other good juniors, but possibly the best junior coming out as well, so the fact that we have upperclassmen like Sam Decker declaring this year is awesome. Other people have freshmen. The first, like, 10 picks are going to be freshmen and overseas guys. And then Frank. Then Decker, probably a few picks later.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm not sure. Decker might have rose above Frank.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think? Some people are saying top 10 for Frank, or Sam.
I don't see it. I mean, I know he's going to be a good NBA player eventually, but I don't see him going top 10. No way. No way, no how.
Not my jam, not my problem.
That's what I always say.
But yeah, I'm actually just excited to watch some hopefully legitimate NBA players from Wisconsin. I mean, we had Michael Finley, which was a little bit before our time. He made some noise in the NBA. And then Devin Harris is a journeyman. But if Decker and Kaminsky, either or, can actually do some damage in the NBA, it'll be fun to watch.
Yeah.
Bucks could use Frank right now, actually.
I've heard rumors. Could be staying in Wisconsin.
Of course, people in Wisconsin are going to be talking about that.
But he seems to be around where the Bucks are going to be picking. That's where he's going to fall. So, and we need a center. He's not a physical world beater at center, but he's not really 7 feet tall. He can stretch a defense.
We're not really a physical team right now.
No. We're long.
Defensive. Oh, he's long.
We don't have the personnel to be physical, even if we wanted to.
But just to have another guy, especially a 7-footer that can shoot, that helps any team.
Definitely. But,
and I love Frank the Tank.
Maybe, yeah, this was a little segue into the Bucks here. Because as much as I love the Badgers, I need to stop talking about them.
Yep. We're no more talking about it. Yeah, that was great season.
Are you trying to say your Nigel Hayes thing was a segue?
It's over.
No, not at all. It was.
Yeah, better not.
It's over. Okay. Great season, Badgers. On to the Bucks, who are still playing.
Do they have? They play the Bulls, right?
Yes.
Do they have a chance?
Yes.
How much of one?
37%.
23%. We're going small.
23 and $1.
Ooh. His price is righting you.
Actually, I should have just did $1 because it's probably less, but I don't know how you win that thing. You can't really win a competition.
I don't know how to win Price is Right.
I know. Oh, I know. Ooh, don't go there. You can't win like a percentages thing. Like,
no, you can't.
Well, I think I just won.
I'll put it in the middle of your 23 and your 37. I think 37 is a little high.
You just said one.
Oh, I said, fine.
He said 23 and $1.
Oh, so you're on 24.
Yeah, which really doesn't even make any sense in Price's Right rules either. No, I kind of screwed that up.
Not one bit.
But
what's the highest bid, Bob?
37.
38.
I always hate that bitch. But D Rose is back, right? How long he's only been playing like last five games?
Yeah.
But he'll still definitely be a factor. I don't know how many minutes he's been getting.
Yeah. I mean, he's a former MVP. He could change the game in 5 minutes, really, depending on how he's playing that day.
And it is the playoffs.
It's the playoffs.
Not like he's holding anything
back. Playoffs!
So many soundboard things we need.
Yeah.
Who's running the soundboard?
Jake is.
I said, listen, cunt.
Well, we're cutting those out.
Podcast is off the rails.
Well, me and Clay have been drinking since a while.
Oh, why don't you brag about it?
Okay.
All right, the Bucks. They're in playoffs. I haven't watched them a whole lot lately. Ever since they've gotten into they've locked down their playoff spot, I really haven't watched them much. I'm excited to see how this series goes. The Bulls, big rivals.
Yeah, that's actually one thing, is the Bulls always take over the Bradley Center.
Yep.
And the Bucks were getting booed the last game in the Bradley Center, and they were beating the Bulls. So that's some bullshit.
I don't know if you guys saw the ticket deal that they were doing.
$35
for
2 days.
You got last game of the season, a T-shirt with the new logo on it, and two playoff home games for $35.
That's a hell of a deal.
That is a steal, people. Get all over it.
And I'm probably they're probably selling it during that See the Future event. I'm yeah. sure. So they will probably we should get a good crowd for that.
I hope so.
I think the deal's already done though.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
over.
Yeah, it's,
I mean the last game just ended tonight, so
yeah.
which we lost.
So no use advertising.
By 6-5 4, one of the two.
Three. But I went to the game where we clinched. Did I
really?
Tell you that?
No.
Yeah. Cool. So I went to the
Who did we play?
The Nets.
Did we win?
Yeah, we fucking killed.
The Nets.
Yeah.
The Nets.
Nets
aren't good.
They're in the playoffs. Got a lot more respect.
In the East.
Shh. We're in.
It's like us.
We're
I know.
In the East.
Exactly. We would not be in the West.
Did we finish over 500?
We probably evened out.
Did we lost today.
We lost tonight, yeah.
But
41
we beat,
and 41 then.
Yeah,
right?
We are exactly we're 500.
Cool. Even. That's tough to do.
But not above 500.
So
which
what?
Was our goal.
Shut up.
Ugh.
Yeah, God. But anyway, Bucks played really well against the Nets, which definitely made me a little more optimistic about
the
what
Nets.
They can do. The Nets made it. I mean, they're not horrible.
I know. I'm just disrespecting the Nets because I don't.
I mean,
whatever.
Like my disrespect of Arizona. Arizona sucks.
Yeah, they were awesome.
No, they weren't. They
yes,
sucked.
They
we
were.
Beat them. Ha ha ha. They're not playing anymore. Huh.
Yeah. Okay. Argument accepted.
Okay.
What am I gonna say
but
to that?
I was surprised, pleasantly surprised at the amount of people that showed up for that game. It was a Sunday, which can go either way. I mean, a lot of people don't have anything to do. But
speak
the,
for yourself.
Okay. Whatever. Shut up. no, but pretty much the whole stadium was filled. Besides the upper deck on the baselines, so it looked pretty good in there. I was surprised, but so judging off of that for a playoff game, and they just did the whole See the Future, which I'm sure jazzed a couple people up.
Yeah,
Jabari
jazzed up.
Jabari spoke at the event. Said, "Come out to them games."
I can't wait to see him play. Yeah. Actually,
in a blue uniform.
Cream and green.
And they have a blue alternate, I heard.
Blue trim.
Yeah.
Mm. I like it. Cream City.
Thank you. well, let's talk about that a little bit. They got the three logos.
Which are cool.
They got the basketball one.
Yeah.
Everything. They got the Bucks one.
The deer.
The deer. And then they got the Wisconsin.
Yeah, which is cool.
The tertiary state. Logo.
Wow, look at this guy
what
dropping big words.
Third.
Yeah, but like, what do they use it? Like, what does that mean they're going to use it for?
I mean, you can use that on any of your uniforms, just like as a little, you know, shoulder thing.
Uh-huh.
Or you can use it in marketing and shit.
Yep.
So they can only, they like trademark those three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the cool thing about the third one, the blue on the edges is everywhere where water touches Wisconsin.
Cool.
It's awesome.
That is cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Fun fact brought to you by Clayton.
Check it out.
I wasn't a huge fan of the state one.
You shut your mouth.
Yeah, that's the coolest one.
You think?
Shut your mouth.
You guys
shut your mouth when you're talking to us. Yeah.
You guys are being so loud.
What?
Yeah. Do you hear that?
Yeah. You told me to get as close as possible.
Yeah, but you don't have to speak at full volume.
I don't know what you mean. Do you want me to whisper?
I mean, that's fine, yeah.
Is this better?
I can't fix clipping.
It creeps me out.
Clayton.
You can't fix me?
I can't. Oh, you just wait.
I hope you can't. You better not try either.
Benny is the most experienced in it.
Oh God,
he's got a first hand.
Jake
anyway,
toot right in my direction.
I liked the first.
Oh,
I liked the other two logos.
Did...
Shut the fuck up! What is this? What is happening?
We're pretty off topic, aren't we?
I'm trying not to be.
Someone's a little drunk. Clayton, are you drunk right now?
Jake?
Did you show up to this drunk?
Did you
I didn't show up anywhere. I'm at home.
Okay. Which one's your favorite logo out of the three?
Oh, is it me first?
Sure. Yeah, you first.
You seem to have some opinions.
It's hard to choose my favorite.
Do you like all three equally?
No. I like the first one, the intimidating buck. It's pretty good. It's got the M in the neck.
And the basketball.
I don't know.
And it's got the basketball and the primary antlers. But I do like the Wisconsin one. I like the shape of Wisconsin for some reason. Weird. And the blue touch it with the rivers and the lakes. It's awesome.
I do like the color of the blue. I think that goes well with the green and the cream.
And I think it shows dedication from the owners.
Yeah.
It's like you have a logo that's Wisconsin, and we're still kind of up in the air with not knowing our arena situation.
That's yeah.
So they're rebranding it with like all Wisconsin shit in mind. So
when I first saw the colors, I was really nervous.
The blue doesn't really fit to me, but
I was really nervous because a lot of people were like, oh, those look pretty similar to the old Supersonics colors. They had the green and like kind of goldish tan type color, which made me nervous.
Green and yellow though, weren't they?
That is true. But then, like you said,
way brighter yellow.
When they released a logo that was Wisconsin, I was like, all right, they look like they're trying to keep them here as long as they can. So,
all right, and they got the M like in the neck, like that's it's like dope. You can't change that. I mean, obviously you could just completely rebrand it, but to dedicate it completely to one city and one state says a lot.
The Bucks are staying,
yeah,
but also that cream color. It's kind of, even on the court already, it looks like we got some of that cream on there.
Yeah.
Just that's already been there. We just got to take that fucking red off the baselines.
Oh,
I hated the green and red. I hated the
Christmas colors.
I know it was like, it's an old color, but the green and purple was amazing.
Yeah. I agree. I really like the green and purple, but I hated the green and red. We'll see how the uniforms look come this summer. Because they could either be really cool, they could work out really well, or I think they could make some pretty hideous uniforms.
True. We don't know what it's going to be yet.
I've seen, exactly rumor is, all black alternate, which would be really cool.
I've heard that too.
That'd be pretty cool, so.
Yeah, but when you got cream as part of your major colors,
primaries, yeah,
it can be, you can make that pretty gross.
Yeah. Pretty disastrous. So,
let's hope it's not.
Let's do cream on cream.
Pretty.
Actually, that could turn out okay.
Yeah, it'd be kind of cool if you have the right accents and stuff.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of cool ways you can do it, and there's a lot of horrible ways you can do it.
Pretty off topic. Did either of you see the Browns uniforms released today?
I did.
They're pretty cool.
I didn't see them.
The three.
Yeah. They have some pretty cool. They've got some tough colors to work with. Orange and brown.
I like it.
Orange, brown, and white. It's pretty tough to work with, but I liked what they released. It was random, but I liked it.
Yeah. It's kind of, their colors are kind of vintage. Yeah. You can go with that feeling.
Yeah.
But, if they try to modernize it, it looks like shit. So.
I think the simpler, the better
with
orange and brown.
Yeah.
I think that looks really good, just simple.
I didn't see them.
The color orange.
Could someone pull them up for me?
I'll get them up. Let's keep talking.
What was your... You didn't say what your favorite...
Mine was the Wisconsin.
Really?
Yeah, I love it. I think it's awesome.
No way.
Yeah.
I didn't care for it. I mean, it's fine, but like...
Oh, the Wisconsin logo?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I really like the idea of that blue trim, like... Just where water touches Wisconsin.
I know when you told me.
It doesn't stand out at all, but it's just such a nice little touch.
I know when you told me, was it like 2 weeks ago when there was that little leak of that cup or whatever?
Yeah, the cup had the new logo on it.
Yeah, and it showed that, and then some people are saying like that light blue. I was like, ooh, I don't know.
Yeah, light blue doesn't seem like it would mix with that at all.
When I saw that logo, it looked good, and I was fine with it. But another thing I don't know if I like about that, the major logo with the buck and the whatever, the antlers and stuff. I don't know if I like the eyes on the buck. I kind of like the old eyes. These ones look a little more alien-y, and I don't know how I felt about them.
Yeah.
You're getting too far into this.
I was going to say a little nitpicky there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to...
You can tell Lee's the girl of the group.
There's always going to be something with the logo, but...
As long as the fashion is there, I mean...
Their uniforms.
Yeah, the colors are secondary. All right, I'm looking at these Browns jerseys right now. And yeah, I do. They are pretty dope.
Yeah.
I'm usually a fan of pretty orange jerseys, but this one, I don't like the orange one.
Yeah.
All the other ones I like.
They have 9 different combinations they can do, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that all orange one just makes me think of Illinois, and I don't like
it. And their ugly-ass blue helmets.
Yeah, I don't like... I mean, Illinois does not have cool colors. All right, do you have any... Do you got any more buck stuff? Any more...
I got no more buck stuff. Jake, keep trying that Hopalicious. I think
I'm drinking it, all right?
I just want
to... I have some more buck stuff.
Yeah.
What's...
Go.
Fear the deer. Bucks. That's all I got to say. Go Bucks.
Go Bucks.
Somebody take Ersan off our hands.
Oh, he had 21 tonight.
Yeah, but he's got that contract.
How many years?
You've got that contract.
I wish I had that. I wish I had a half of it.
Oh my god, he's getting paid like $8 million a year.
I'd retire if I'd have.
All right, Larry.
How many years does he have left on it? Do you know?
It's like 2.
Yeah, I was gonna say 3. Oh.
Well, that's okay. We'll get our ring within that, and then we'll be out of here.
See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
What kind of ring?
I don't know. He's
championship
divisional.
No.
All right, let's make some predictions. Where do you see the Bucks going out?
Bucks in 6. Bucks in 6 the first round. Bucks in 6 the second round.
Realistic predictions,
Bucks
please.
Bucks in six finals winners against the Warriors.
Is it
in the
7?
Yep.
Every round?
Yep.
Yeah.
Bucks wow. When six. Did that happen? That changed.
Yeah, it used to be 5-7-7-7.
Oh. Okay.
But now it's 7-7-7-7-7. It's reference to Friends.
7-7-7.
Okay.
What's your prediction?
Clayton's unrealistic prediction.
What?
The Bucks to win it all this year.
Yes, in 6 in every series.
All right.
What is unrealistic about that?
Put it on the board.
Let
me say this quick. I know in the beginning when Jabari got hurt, they said he could be back by playoffs. That's not true anymore,
no.
Correct?
They're not bringing him back this year.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Does not change my prediction.
I'm going to be realistic and say the Bucks will not make it 2 rounds. If they make it past the Bulls, that'd be awesome, but they will not make it 2 rounds.
Oh, non-believer.
Lee?
And now I'm worried about what I'm going to be called because I...
Make them believe.
Hey, Hey, we're talking Bucks here. We got some future. No, but I was impressed with them against the Nets.
The Nets?
I know it was just the Nets.
The Nets.
But I thought our defense was very impressive. So, I mean, that gives us a shot. Before seeing that performance, I probably wouldn't have gave them a shot at all against the Bulls. I still think we're going to lose in 6 to the Bulls.
I'm just going to say something.
Okay.
J. Kidd is going into the Hall of Fame on this year. 6 games every time. And I'm going into the Hall of Fame for calling it.
All right. We'll petition the NBA.
Are you guys
if we win.
Writing this in your notebooks right now.
We don't need to. It's live, dummy.
No, I'm hoping the podcast listeners are writing it in their journals and their diaries.
They should.
Clayton told a very funny joke that.
Now, if they win
in six,
all into the NBA championship and win the NBA championship in six, me and Jake will petition the NBA to get you into the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
And I will get Fear the Deer tattooed on my ass.
That would be dope. Hey, whatever happened? Whatever happened to that NCAA bet? Jake's got something.
Did I lose? Did I lose?
Yeah.
I know.
Mr. Iowa State.
Fuck you, Georges.
Oh.
That's
harsh.
He played like dickhole.
Can we henna tattoo him after the show?
I think that's ideal, but...
Jake?
Not after tonight's show. I have things to do.
Like but what?
No, things to do?
I have
what the
homework.
Hell could you possibly... Home... Oh, my God.
Oh my God. He's a student.
Oh, but you can't do it with henna on you.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't have time. I will come early next week. We can henna tattoo wherever you want. Not my face. And we'll post it on the Twitter account so everyone can see it.
Okay.
Even if it's my ass, just let me know. I'll wear a thong.
Ball sack.
All right. You guys want to get up close and personal with my ball sack? It'll probably stink.
Oh, God. Okay. Let's move on.
To what?
A little bit of Brewers
Wisconsin's
here.
Dime of the Week.
Sure. Is it Clay?
It's Clayton. It this week.
Clay.
Wisconsin's Dime of the Week hit me out of nowhere right now. But Olivia Munn.
Ooh.
Who's that?
This week's Dime of the Week.
I don't know who that is.
You might not have heard of her. She is a model slash actress.
Slash.
Wisconsin superstar.
Yeah.
Slash.
Aaron Rodgers' wife.
Guys, I'm getting to it.
Wife?
Jesus.
No, but she, I think her her first profession is Aaron Rodgers' girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know, I was leading up to it. I was trying to, like, you know, that's the bomb you drop on it.
All right.
Aaron Rodgers' girlfriend.
Clayton. Slash.
Aaron Rodgers' girlfriend.
Hey!
Whoa! I didn't know that. Oh,
Slash.
Cool.
Crazy.
Huge Badger fan.
Woo! Go Badgers!
Actually, probably not. Just, you know, going
Did she wear
with
red during the games? I know Aaron Rodgers wouldn't wear red.
I don't think they were there.
There are a couple of them.
I don't think they're at the Final Four in the championship game. I think Aaron said he was going to stay away.
Yeah, they were in L.A., though.
Yeah.
Don't take that away from them.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Fine. Cool. Yeah.
They were cheering us on.
Yeah.
I was in, you know, Indianapolis. In the Annapolis.
Charles Barkley.
We're so much better than Charles Barkley.
Oh, my God. Not even close. The round mound of rebound. He'd kick our asses.
Yeah, she's cute.
Well, okay, yeah.
Google her.
You guys fucked this whole thing up.
Google her.
Olivia Munn, she's got that Wisconsin connection. And you guys ruined it, so fuck you.
She's really cute. I'll give you that. Good job.
Anyway, okay. Go on. I wasn't going to go to Dime of the Week. Maybe that's why, because I was thrown off. This just in. Pacers' Paul George carried off the court with an apparent leg injury versus the Grizzlies.
It's pretty sad.
Yuck. I'm not going to Google that.
I don't think it was as gruesome.
They would have said that, but
it's sad. Paul George is a good guy.
Did you watch that video?
Yeah, 1,000 times. It was disgusting. But I would like to see him be successful, and sucks that he's going to probably be dealing with this injury for the rest of his career.
You watched it 1,000 times?
Yep.
That's gross.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
I threw up every time, too. Oh, my.
Did you watch it, Clayton?
Yeah, only like 900 times.
You guys are gross. That's like one of the one sports injury that I was just like, nope. I don't think I recovered from the Kevin Ware one.
Yeah.
So I was just like, I don't need to watch this. So I've never seen
it. Willis McGahee.
No.
I didn't see that live, but yeah, I did see that.
Who was the running back from South Carolina 2 years ago?
Lattimore.
Oh, yeah. Marcus Lattimore.
I can't believe they showed that on like ESPN highlights like over and over again.
It's weird how people are just known for like their terrible, really fucked up injuries. Yeah. Like Sean Livingston as well.
Well, Lattimore was a fucking beast.
Yeah.
But
a lot of the good players, like McGahee also. Yeah, really, but he had a great career after that. Theismann.
Yeah.
He had a great career before that. That's still what people think about, a lot of people, when they hear his name.
Yeah. Sean Livingston's was not, it was pretty gross.
When you hear their names, you automatically see the play in your head.
But that was the one that made me never want to leave the ground, ever. That was like,
that's the reason I never dunked. I know that's true.
Okay. I don't know how we got on. Oh, Paul George.
Gotten on any topic.
We're going to the Brewers right now.
Yeah.
First. Well, yeah. Let's go. Brewers. Jake, you're the expert. Yeah. You're going to start off every Brewers segment.
Exactly. Lead us into questions.
Not a great start. You don't ever want to lose on opening day, 10-0.
Ask me a question about the Brewers right now.
What seems to be the biggest issue with the Brewers right now?
Well, Kyle Loesch showed up the first day, and he had eaten 3 Baconators that morning. And I would venture to say there were jalapenos on that Baconator.
Rookie mistake.
Rookie.
Exactly. And he was just throwing just hot dogs across the plate. And we all saw what happened.
Yeah.
I would say that's the biggest problem. Baconators in the morning.
Shut down Wendy's. Shut down Wendy's. Now you want to go to Wendy's after this?
I'm actually extremely in favor of that idea.
It's right on state. Let's go.
It's been a combination of things. Some unfortunate luck.
Are you going to mention the Baconators?
Yeah, I'll mention that.
Under the rug?
I'll mention it. They've faced the Rockies.
Are a good team.
Yeah, they faced the Rockies, who came out on fire. They set like a series record for most doubles in 3 games. They had like 24 or something outrageous.
Well, I can't be all.
It's not all the Rockies, but it's also, I mean, it's also bad pitching. But the Rockies are a very good hitting team. If they had any pitching, they'd be pretty dominant force in the NL West, I believe. And they're really not doing much right now at the offensive end of things.
They're not doing anything on either end, right?
I know. Luke Roy really needs to figure it out. He went 2-for-4 tonight. He looked good. He had some good approaches at the plate, which was good to see. We did end up losing 4-2. But you got to take that with a grain of salt, because we did beat Waino on Monday. Wainwright, sorry.
Yeah.
If people don't know who Waino is, arguably the best pitcher of the NL besides Kershaw, who's kind of getting roughed up as well right now. So,
we've won 2 games now, right?
Yep, we're 2-6.
And that was 1 Pirates, 1 Cardinals.
Yep. Got swept by the Rockies. Took 1 out of 3 against Pirates, and we split the first 2 with the Cardinals and have the series finale tomorrow.
What time does that start?
I believe 1:10 with Mike Fiers and I don't know who they're throwing, but hopefully Fiers can have a good start.
What's your prediction?
I think we're going to win tomorrow.
What's the score?
5-2 Brewers.
Hmm.
Fiers pitches well.
What was the score of our wins? Do you know?
We beat the Pirates 6-0. Jimmy Nelson, who had
the
worst spring of our starters looked great against the Pirates. Had like a career high of 10 strikeouts or something.
He's a gamer.
Yeah,
he's
he looked really good, and he's on my fantasy team. Woo! But and then we beat the Cardinals on Monday, I believe 4-3. But they look good, so it's just a matter of getting in the swing of things. It's early. Keep the hope alive.
It's tough.
It is hard because they have played some pretty awful baseball. But after they played the Rockies, their next 22 games are against the NL Central. And so we're 5 in now, so we got 17 more to go.
I've got my prediction.
Oh boy, it's gonna be
about what, tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mike Fiers has chicken tenders for lunch and gives up 2 runs in a winning effort.
Ooh, that's what I said.
Brewers play small ball. We get them around the bases. We win 3-2.
Ooh, that's a good game. We should watch it tomorrow. Yeah.
Watch out for those chicken tenders, though. Possibly Buffalo.
Ooh, I think if he gets normal chicken tenders, he's got a better shot. That's a good pregame meal.
That's why we win 3-2. If he went regular, we'd win 3-1.
Good Lord, who knew baseball was all about diet?
It probably has more to do with it than normal, but I feel like their diet's pretty regulated.
It's not about diet. Oh my God. I have to explain everything to you guys.
Oh God.
It's about what you have that day. It's about the choices you make. What kind of day am I going to have? Am I going to have chicken tenders regular or buffalo chicken tenders?
This guy knows. That's why he is winning and beat the streak right now. Yeah. He's got the highest one.
Rub it in.
One out of 8. Well, 7 right now until he joins.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, did Kemp get a hit?
I have not seen.
Make your prediction, Lee. Have you?
I always feel like the negative guy in here.
Oh, well, we're going to lose?
Yes. I'm going to say 5-2.
We lose?
5-2 Cardinals.
Dick.
Jesus. I'm quickly going to be known as the guy who is negative.
Have you seen Mike Fiers?
Yeah.
Have you seen him? He's cute.
That's the problem. He gets distracted by backstop
Amy.
Amy's.
You've heard about backstop Amy, correct?
She's a floozy.
Yeah. Apparently that's where Braun got his STD from.
STD.
She's married, though. She's a mother. Don't talk shit about Backstop Amy.
You didn't know who Backstop Amy was till I told you about her.
Yeah, but now I have major respect.
Shut it.
Okay. Do we have anything else to talk about? Are we good? Do you have anything, dating problems?
We've got to do our segment we ended last week with. What's your that? Favorite moment of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to start, Clayton, or do you want me to? Because I've got mine.
Go ahead.
My favorite moment was seeing Jordan Spieth win the Masters.
Ooh.
I've been hearing more and more about this, and he's a great guy. He started a fund or a foundation for children with special needs because his sister has special needs. And he just seems like an all-around nice guy. And I'm glad it was someone who is a respectable gentleman won, because a person that my mother works with knows some people on the PGA Tour, happens to know Bubba Watson. And he said, Bubba Watson, a real dickhead. So, glad to see you.
It's some hearsay.
So what? I believe hearsay. Do you not believe hearsay?
I believe.
Judge Judy doesn't.
That's true.
She shut that shit down.
We didn't even mention, speaking of a courtroom-type setting.
Aaron Hernandez.
See you, bud.
He'll never listen to this.
Bye. Yeah, well, maybe he will. Maybe he'll get it on his phone. I guess he's got a phone.
But they listen to radio. I don't know what they get in prisons these days.
Yeah.
But they get to listen to a lot of stuff, and so maybe he'll have a lot of free time, and he'll listen to this.
I hope so.
So don't make like a big Wisconsin. Don't make an enemy. Fan. He's probably got friends outside the in the real world.
Don't scare me like that.
Yeah. Well, Aaron, let's not dedicate this to a man without parole. So.
It's wrong what they did to you. Well,
okay. Anyway, my best of the week.
Moment of the week. Yep.
Is Milwaukee Bucks making the playoffs?
There you go.
Clinching the playoffs after the worst season they've ever had. 15 wins.
Yep.
And we're at 41 now, so.
Which was on purpose.
Exactly. We're finishing right on 500.
Jabari. Fun little fact for you. Jason Kidd, first coach in NBA history to lead two different teams to the playoffs in his first 2 years. Stat of the day. Bet. No, I'm just kidding. That's a Dan Patrick thing. Would never take it from me, DP. Lee, what was your favorite moment?
First, I want to say, how many other coaches have went from taking a team to the playoffs into going to coach another team the next year?
Yeah. Not a lot.
So I can understand that stat. But my favorite of the moment of the week, very close to Clayton's, was just the Bucks game in general. I got to give a shout out to Jake Larson. He won a contest to go to that game. He did a free throw competition with, it was like an ESPN 3 free throw competition. So he got two free tickets and we went there and it was a blast.
Yeah.
It's crazy. NBA games are so much different than, and I don't go to a lot of them, but so much different than a college game. It's so much less about the basketball game in itself, and there's way more distractions going on, but the level of basketball totally gets downplayed. Like, if you're really watching these guys, holy shit.
Yeah.
Are they unbelievably talented and intense about this game? But it doesn't come through the television, and it's totally downplayed in their arena as well.
Yeah.
But it was awesome to watch.
And okay. I don't like it.
I gained a new respect for OJ Mayo as well.
There you go.
I think he's got some potential yet, even though he's been a total flop.
Yeah, big time. Oh,
total flop.
Mostly, yeah. Do you know how good he was in college and coming out of college?
But totally. Where'd
he go?
Syracuse, right?
No.
Total.
No? Where'd he go?
See.
Yep.
Ah, fuck.
Total flop is not what he's been. He scores.
A midway flop.
He scores plenty. He contributes.
He's like an unintended belly flop.
He's like, I'd say more than that.
Okay. He was like an that you kind of smack.
An attempted front flip, and you land like kind of on your ass and a little on your back.
Kind of hurts a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
But
it's still pretty good. You impress some people.
The talent he has, he should be a starter somewhere, and he's not.
You're putting him on a pedestal.
He's a majorly talented dude.
How are you to say how much talent he has?
I guess that's
his talent. He might be going through the roof. This might be his level.
He is young. Right. What is he, like 26? He's young.
But still, that might be the best basketball player he can be. And
I guess, yeah. I'm not an NBA scout yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Just because somebody is not as good as you thought doesn't mean that they're not.
Which is, isn't that kind of the definition of a flop?
Potential.
Isn't that kind of the definition of a flop? Somebody who's not good as he thought? Not as... That most
he's still
people
pretty
thought,
good though.
That most okay. people thought he would be much
he's
bigger.
He's still one of the better
NBA.
Scorers on a basketball team. Can't take that away from him. It's
true. I
he's
like
not
him.
LeBron James.
I think he's better than what he has played so far. So I have a somewhat of a confidence that he will is still on an upswing because he is that talented. But
yeah.
I just thought he'd regress quicker, which he hasn't, which is fine.
I feel like, I mean, I could be like, JJ Redick is such a flop because I thought he was so good in college.
Yeah, but who thought he was going to be a great NBA player?
But that's like if my perspective is
true.
Like if okay. I see him, I'm like, oh, JJ Redick's a fucking bomb, and then he's like, oh, he's such a flop.
Yeah, but you're but other wrong.
People are like, oh, that's right. Yeah. Like, oh yeah, it's JJ Redick.
Okay. I see your point. But
I'm trying to defend OJ Mayo because
I'm not saying anything against OJ Mayo. Yeah, I'm just we got him way cheaper than I would have ever expected to get him.
Just turn this into the Bucks podcast. Let's just be Bucks.
It pretty much is for the next couple of weeks.
Brewed in Bucksconsin. Brewers.
Well, we got our Brewers expert.
You guys really brushed the Brewers underneath the rug.
We probably, well, easy you're the do. Brewer man.
Well, you guys were just like, yeah, okay, Brewers 5-2 tomorrow, they're going to lose. Yeah.
That was just me.
Yeah. But they're going to win 3-2 because he's eating chicken strips before the game.
That was pretty good analysis.
That is a horrible analysis.
Come back to me when we win 3-2 tomorrow.
By the way, we're going to reopen that because... Just got the notification. Carlos Gomez injured his right hamstring in the 9th inning of the game tonight, so he will not be playing tomorrow.
What's your new prediction?
Brewers.
What did you say before?
Win, foul worded, 5-2.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
I thought she said like 4-3 or 3-4.
That's right. I said 5-2. He said 3-2.
You said 5-2?
Yes.
And I said 5-2.
I said they win. You said they lose.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Hey, you piece of shit.
Piece of shit. just I'm going to say...
Trying to keep the listeners honest here.
Brewers still win. It's going to be now 4-3.
Ooh.
Okay. Now that... So Carlos Gomez is not playing for sure, right?
Yes.
Yes, he is not playing.
So Mike Fiers... is going to change. He is eating a garden salad tomorrow morning.
You think he's going to have enough energy with that?
Yes. Garden salad. Yes. And we are winning 5-1 tomorrow now. Even bigger. Garden salad.
So we're going to score more runs.
Yes.
Okay.
This momentum from the garden salad is scoring more runs, and Mike Fiers is giving up less runs.
Just from him eating garden salad? Or is everybody going to be eating a garden salad now?
I'm talking about momentum, Lee.
Or Uncle Mo.
Good God.
Good
Can you
God.
Pay attention?
You know what my prediction is?
It's going to be worse now.
Just, oh my God. Please pay attention to me.
It's going to be 5-2 Cardinals.
Oh, look at him not changing anything.
That's unbelievable.
So funny.
That's so weird.
But no, we have one of the state's best Brewers experts in the house here. Yeah,
Clayton Dilley.
How many games do you watch this year?
If you add all of it up, it's like 2¾.
Yeah, I wasn't done here.
All 8. Go ahead.
All 8. No, we got one of the best Brewers experts in Wisconsin here, and Jake Glassburn, and
thank you,
one of the best pre-meal experts of professional athletes.
Wait, one of
the okay. premier pre-meal expert of professional athletes in Clayton Dilley. So that's what we got for Brewers every week. If you're not tuning into this, you're missing serious info. Okay?
Okay.
So.
Okay.
No doubt.
And I'm just the negative guy to bring your hopes, like, just in case.
Yeah. Back to the stratosphere.
But I believe. Right, but I believe in what I'm saying.
Let's get your prediction for the season.
You don't want to hear it.
Oh. Can't wait.
Let's hear it, Lee.
Oh, gosh. I'm not going to go... I'm not
sure
going to go with...
up to 162.
Yeah, I'm not going to go with a record right now.
Okay.
But I'm going to say we're going to be this... This is a tough one. We're going to be in a race for the last in the division with the Reds.
The Reds, okay.
Yeah.
Clay?
Oh, gosh. So we're not doing an official. Okay. Not a count. The most eaten meal will be, I mean, it's going to be chicken parm, obviously.
With all the Hispanics on the team, that's what you're going to go with?
Chicken parm. God.
You're going to question the premier free meal.
We're probably looking at, I'm trying to be optimistic. Oh, 84 wins. I'm really going out there.
Wow.
Chicken parm, it's going to come through.
I'm going to tell you.
You better start tweeting at the Brewers getting that chicken parm in there.
I know.
Make sure
I seriously think that's what's going to put them over the top.
Chicken parm doesn't disappoint.
It's not going to.
I'm going to tell you now.
This rough start is not going to last.
Before you said 84, I was going to say Brewers are going to go 85-77 this year. And they are going to make the playoffs.
I know. 84 is right.
This is the wild card?
Last wild card spot.
That's going to be tough.
Against the Cincinnati Reds. You are way off with the prediction on them being in the last. They're a good ball club.
Johnny I know they're Cueto, the Joey whole Votto, NL Central Billy is Hamilton, good.
Todd Frazier, Zach Cozart, Jay Bruce, Devin Mesoraco.
They are good. But who's not good in the NL Central right
the
now?
The Cubs.
No.
Well, right now. But
no, the Cubs got some promise right now.
I don't know what their record is right now.
There's like 6-3.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
They're calling up Mr. Chris Bryant tomorrow. Or not tomorrow, sorry. On Friday.
Is that when they can...
That will like be the official the day. 17th
it
is
doesn't
the
matter.
Like, yeah, first day that it won't be a full season for him, so they
great
can,
move by them.
Yeah, it was genius very move. Intelligent. Yeah,
yeah.
So
easy, like.
But you heard it here first. Brewers playoffs. Here we come.
So who's the last in the division then?
Cubs.
Cubs are last?
Sitting in the bottom again.
Get the fuck out of here.
The basement dwellers.
Pirates?
No way. Nope. Pirates are going to be right behind us. It's going to be a three-team race. Reds, Pirates, Brewers.
No Cardinals?
Cardinals are going to win the division.
Oh, okay. I see.
Cardinals always do.
Yeah. I have a hard time believing what I say as well.
There's no fucking way. The NL Central is so good.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm being optimistic and that Brewers are going to be
God,
in.
We are being optimistic.
Yeah, I'm being extremely optimistic. You saying they're in a race for last place is optimistic?
I think
shut
so.
Your mouth. Shut your
that's
mouth.
That's disgraceful.
That is disgraceful. They've had a rough start. Kyle Loesch is getting beat up. You think that's going to continue? Dude's going to turn it around. You don't say nothing. We're going to end the podcast. We're ending the podcast. Let's go play some darts.
Can I say it? Yeah, let me defend myself. I'm not saying the Brewers are a bad team.
You said Okay, wait. I just want to say one thing. You saying you're optimistic when you're saying we're going to be competing for last place, that's not optimistic.
Look how good the NL Central is.
It's still not optimistic.
Okay. Maybe that's a stretch. It's not optimistic, but...
It's a very tight division, yes. So.
Yeah. I don't think we're that... I don't think we're a bad team, but having to compete with our division the entire year,
right?
I don't see how we're going to make it out of there.
The other teams seem more consistent.
Just better.
Offensively and just better pitching, maybe. But no, bring it on.
Haters motivate, baby. Haters motivate.
No. I think we have the pitching if they're actually performing up to their potential, and we have definitely the hitters to do it. We definitely have the pieces to do it. It's not as proven as some of the other teams.
You want to hear my prediction for the next 10 games?
I just think the pitchers need to get hot and stay hot forever. I don't think our offense is that good.
Offense is one of our better aspects of the team.
Well, there's only two aspects. Right now it is.
No,
but it's not that good.
No, it's not.
It's better than fucking pitching.
No, you
Pitching sucks.
You got to expect to win the game when you give up three runs as a starter. That's a quality start. You got to expect to win the game. You got to get more production out of our offense.
You can't expect, but you should think, yeah. I don't know.
The way we are hitting the ball right now, we're struggling a little bit. We will turn it around. In our out of our next 10, we're winning 7.
I predicted 84 wins, didn't I?
I don't know. Did you?
I did.
Yeah, you did. I predicted 85. I'm a bigger fan.
Which I am a bigger fan. Yes, of course you are.
Who's Brewer head on right now? Can you see that, Clayton?
I didn't see it? Debate you on.
Can you see it? What does that say?
M.
What does M stand for?
Micro brewery?
No. Milwaukee Brewers.
Oh.
Oh? Like you didn't know?
Oh, I thought it stood for malicious cunt.
Ooh. Let's probably get out of here before this gets ugly.
I'm that bombshell. No, that's not our line. All right, yeah, we should
probably end up.
Before my negativity continues.
Yep.
We should play some darts.
Yeah, let's go play some darts.
I'm going to kick your ass.
Shit. Let's play some darts.
After we go to Wendy's.
Oh, fuck. You just got me going. After hours.